You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The big trending news is the Nuggets lost game 4 last night in Phoenix against the Suns. So now each team has won twice on their home court. People are buzzing, though, about our MVP superstar, Nikola Jokic. Set a career high with 53 points, but this is cool. He got a technical foul for allegedly shoving one of the owners of the Phoenix Suns. Did you see the video?
Did you see the video? I mean, how dramatic.
Did he really shove him?
He bumped him by mistake, it looks like, and this owner goes flying backwards with his arms in the air.
Yeah, he was flopping like they do in soccer.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, the guy wouldn't give Jokic the ball. And anyway, it's a very bizarre story. And now we actually have to wait around and see if the NBA is going to suspend our star player. If they do... There needs to be, for the first time in ages, real outrage.
Yeah.
Because that would be ridiculous.
He
got a technical foul. That should be all that happens to him.
Yep.
Anyway, the teams are all, keep winning on their own home courts, so that means good news for us. Game 5 is tomorrow night back home here in Denver at Ball Arena. The Rockies actually had a good weekend. Since we always bash them.
Yeah,
we should say they won 2 out of 3 against a pretty good New York Mets team in New York.
Good for the Rockies.
And this guy named Wyndham Clark got his first win ever at a PGA Tour event. That's golf, Jeremy, in case you wonder what PGA was.
Never heard of it.
This is news here in Denver because Clark is a graduate, along with our producer, Josh, of Valor Christian.
Oh, hoity-toity.
So, a local boy does good, wins that PGA tournament. And oh, by the way, Jer, he also got a check for $3.6 million.
Damn. Well,
for winning
good for
a golf
him.
Tournament.
Man, what a jerk.
So, that, you know, it's a 4-day tournament, so that's $900,000 a day.
I need to learn how to play golf immediately.
You need to teach your son how to play golf.
Yeah. Damn.
Speaking of money, the third installment of Guardians of the Galaxy made $114 million in the U.S. and an overall worldwide total of $282 million, so a little more than $250 million.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
In its first weekend. And even though that's a lot of money, it's a little less than what we have come to expect from these Marvel movies. And some experts, Jeremy, are saying that we might finally be experiencing, quote, superhero fatigue.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely. There's definitely too many of them now. And then this is the third one of this series, too, so people are probably really burned out. I don't know. I haven't seen any of the Guardians of the Galaxy, so I can't really comment on whether it was good or not. I had a neighbor go see it. They said it was fine. So
fine.
Meh, yeah, it's fine.
Superhero fatigue, I say to that, sheesh, what took so long? I mean, it's really taken this long for people to start getting burned out on the same crap over and over.
Star Wars fatigue for sure.
Yeah.
It's just too much, too many spin-offs.
You know, when the
Star Wars
fatigue, and I'm not a big Star Wars fanatic. I like the movies. Mm-hmm. They're fine. But what I think I got burned out on was when I started watching that show that you and Josh like, The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, yeah, and I've only made it through half of the current season because it's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, finally, the latest season of Better Call Saul is on Netflix.
It is.
So I was able to watch the first one of this season or whatever, so I can finally get caught up on Saul.
Good. It's great. Good ending, everything. It's a great
show.
You
know what? I have to say it. My heart kind of went pitter-patter when Kim Wexler walked on the screen.
Yeah, she's great.
No, I got a thing for her.
She's great.
She is. I mean, she does that little ponytail thing.
Yeah.
And just, I really like Kim Wexler.
She's great.
That's the character's name. The actress?
No idea.
I know it. Something Ray. Her first name is Ray, but it's spelled differently. Anyway.
She'll always be Kim Wexler.
Kim Wexler, man.
Yep, for sure.
Love, love, love her. Also, speaking of TV shows, if you hear a little celebration dance in my voice, one of the, I guess you could call it, silver linings to this whole writer's strike that's going on is they say now it'll probably delay Stranger Things.
Yes, hey! I was reading about that this morning. It's like they can't delay it. These kids are already like in their 20s now. You got to get back at it. Come on. They're going to be, you know, married with kids before the series is over.
Right.
Come on.
And it's obviously not just Stranger Things. That's the one that made the headlines.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of other things have been shut down too, including, let's see, the new Blade movie, a few other TV shows, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Okay.
My guess is that they'll get this strike settled in about a month.
Yeah, wrap it. They usually get something this like done that. Pretty quick, I feel.
Last thing I got for you is Katy Perry went viral because of she was at the King's coronation. But apparently she, do you know more about the story, that she couldn't find her seat, and so she's kind of wandering around looking for it, and people just started spreading the video of her aimlessly wandering.
It's funny, I look up at the TV right now, and they're playing the video, and she just is wandering around, has no idea where her seat is, and she's turned into like a total meme over the weekend, where it's like, you know, people posting it saying, this is me looking for a certain cereal or something in the grocery store, and it's like Katy walking.
Oh, that's
no
funny.
Idea. So, multiple.
They
means
should have had
her
seated next to Left Shark, and then that'd be easy to find.
Perfect.
And then she just looked for Left Shark during it. They also say it was pretty hard not to notice that Prince Harry was sitting a few rows behind the rest of his family, so they stuck Prince Harry in the back.
He's way in the back.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
And there's multiple shots too. I don't know if this was done on purpose, but there was somebody standing like a row or two up ahead of him with a hat on with a giant feather sticking up. It looked like royalty or something, you know. And so multiple camera shots and pictures that were taken, the feather is directly in his face, the way that they were taking the shots, the angles, so you can't see him.
Oh. I didn't watch any of the coronation.
I didn't watch a second of it.
No, it was a big deal. What else is trending?
Well, big news here locally. This was kind of scary. Six people were hospitalized, two with life-threatening injuries when part of the heating and ventilation system crashed down on the pool at the Gaylord Rockies Resort this weekend. Did you see the video of this? My goodness.
I did not. I need to see it, though.
One of them was really bad. A 53-year-old man with brain injuries sent to the ER. The good thing, there was firefighters from a nearby fire station. They were already there on scene because they were conducting training at the resort when this went down, so they were able to hop into action super quick. But
what caused all this? Because that's a new place.
It is a new place. There's some eyewitness reports. One kid was talking about seeing stuff leaking from big metal pipes up above, and then everything started falling down. A lot of people said they just saw this, and they actually got out of there and got out of the way before it actually collapsed. But if you see the pictures and video, it's pretty wicked because it's those giant tubes up there on the ceiling for the ventilation, and boom, right down on the pool, which is scary. You get trapped underneath that and you could drown. So anyway, that went on this weekend locally. Boston, trending in Boston. This is a crazy story. A team of doctors performed a first ever groundbreaking surgery on a baby still in the womb. It was the first time in the United States they performed this surgery. They did an ultrasound, and they saw this baby had an abnormal vein in its brain that was getting way too big. And I guess this is common in like a handful of babies throughout the world. And they went in via ultrasound and did brain surgery on the baby. They put these special coils into the vein, which reduced it from growing so much. And the baby was born, and it sounds like there was no complications, and everything is fine. Isn't
that
insane? And they did it via the ultrasound. And if you've ever had kids, and you go in for that ultrasound, I mean, it's a little blurry and a little janky. And for them to perform brain surgery via that, absolutely insane.
Medical science has become marvelous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And speaking of more medical stuff, the YouTuber Mr. Beast is trending this morning. Just a few months after announcing that he helped restore the sight of 1,000 blind people, he uploaded a new video this weekend titled 1,000 Deaf People Here for the First Time. He went back out and spent $3 million on cutting-edge hearing technology to help a bunch of people here again, and then he handed out a bunch of cash, $100,000, to organizations around the world that are teaching people sign language. Everybody that he restored their hearing got $10,000. He took one girl into Target and let her run up and down the toy aisle and buy whatever she wanted. This is all good, but again, of course, people are mad at him because they say he's making money off of people's, you know, not hearing, essentially. But yeah, I don't know where
to
fall on this. I don't know where I fall on this because it is such a nice thing to do for these people.
But it's at a the lot same of, time,
at the same time,
he is
banking,
making bank off of their disability.
Shortcomings, disabilities. Yes, thank you. But the thing with Mr. Beast is that when he makes this money, he flips it right back around and just spends it on doing good again. It's like, yeah. He's not pocketing all this money and living lavishly. He just flips it right back around and helps
people. I'm sure he's pocketing a lot of money. But the thing is, it doesn't take away from the fact that he is doing good.
He is doing some good stuff, man. So anyway, I'm happy for him. I'm glad he did it. All right, listen, there's a new study out talking about how people feel about age. And they found in America, the average age when people stop feeling young, oh no, is 43. That's me.
Well, I'm not being mean. No, I'm just pointing out that when you turned 43, mm-hmm. you started coloring your gray in your hair.
I did a little bit.
So I would say this is right on.
Yeah.
That's you.
I mean, you started feeling old
yeah, when you're 43.
I haven't done it lately. I kind of gave up on that. I don't know. I still feel fairly young. They say Americans don't start feeling old until they're 52. That's when you
realize
you're
like, oh my God, I feel old. Yeah, there's a little buffer zone of 10 years where you don't feel young, but you don't feel old. You're kind of in another world.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe that's where I'm at. I'm still feeling, I don't have any aches and pains yet, so that's good.
For everybody, I mean, being young at heart is way more important. So, well, maybe not way more important, but it's equally as important.
I think it's up there that you got to think about your fitness and what you're shoving into your face at some point, too. I will say I am doing a lot of good things when it comes to that, and that's part of the reason I don't feel like I'm old yet.
Oh, yeah? How are those fish and chips you sent me?
Besides that,
sent me a nice picture of your fish supplements.
It's okay to have
beer.
A cheat day on a Saturday.
All right.
But I'll tell you what, when I'm in at the gym and I see those 20-year-old high school kids lifting, I can lift more than them. So suck it.
Fair enough.
I just say it does make me feel good when I lift more than those high school kids. All right, let's do clickbait if I can find it.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Oh, yes, this story. It's another local story. I think it's coming out of Centennial. This first-time homebuyer is dealing with a massive snake infestation in her house. I guess they moved in and the dog was like sniffing around at the walls and she put her hands on the walls and it felt kind of warm. They opened them up, Dom. Snakes in the walls.
What
can
kind
you even
of
imagine?
Snakes?
Like gardener snakes, it looks like, but they were big.
Oh, those aren't bad.
They think they've been there for a couple years and nobody knew. Yeah, it's pretty bad when you open it up and they come just flowing out of the wall.
Like an Indiana Jones
scene. God, I would not be able to sleep at all. So anyway, check out that story. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.